Go for it.
Is this on?
I've always wanted to try this.
Everybody turn to Galatians. Miracle story. Miracle story. Well, when we first came to church here, we were actually, Jonathan, our eldest son, met a young lady who no longer attends. What was her name?
Kelsey.
So Jonathan comes home one day and he says, "Dad, I think we should get back into church."
Hold it closer.
Remember those days when you were first in love? Hold the mic close to your lips.
I thought for sure that I had a good enough voice, but evidently not. Where was I? Oh, so he's trying to convince us to come back to church. Not that we needed any real convincing. Christina and I, we were both raised in the church. And like most young people, after we finally got out on our own, we stepped away from the church. Our lives got in the way, and we just kind of carried on, and then here we were. We had little kids in the service, just recently got out, and now my eldest son is expressing a desire to get back into church. Now, for us, that wasn't something that was a terrible idea, but we were a mess. And, well, I didn't want to bring my mess to church. I didn't want people to see that this is a messed up family. Then I was like, okay, let's try it out. Oh, well, it is what it is. So we get to church. I listened to one of Pastor Dell's sermons, and I said, well, this guy's got something here. I really touched him. So I get home, and I said, hey, hon, I think we should go back to church. And she comes with me. I talk her in. So we come to church, and after a few months of being in church, we start to realize this is a real family here. And I started to drop the false pretense or the falseness that I would bring to church. Everything's okay, I'm all right, we're doing good, we're Christians like everybody else. Hopefully everybody sees that. When in reality, our life was still a mess. I was not in touch with my emotions and my feelings. My wife was distant from me, or I was distant from her. We were dealing with MS. She was in and out of a wheelchair for years. You've heard Nathaniel's story. He decided he was gonna do things his way. And him and I had some issues with that, so. I started seeing Pastor Dell on a lot of different issues to try and sort these things out. First was trying to reconnect with my wife, who I very much love. And he has brought me closer, able to connect with my feelings. And in turn, I was able to reconnect with my wife and have a very real relationship. Every marriage has its problems, but Christina and I, when people ask me at work and they're complaining about their marriage and they ask me, well, you understand, and I look at them and I said, no, I don't. I don't have those problems anymore. Well, you don't? What do you mean? What I say is, when I'm describing my marriage, is we're in a good place. Every marriage has its ups and downs, but we're in a good place because we talk now. We honestly talk back and forth, and it is because Pastor Dell, through scripture and having real honest conversations with him and basically pointing out, okay, you're broken, but so do everybody else, but you need to learn to talk to your wife. And I think we have, unless I'm up here lying.
No, we have.
Okay, right. So, while we were going through that, then there was the MS. Some of you or all of you have witnessed what she went through. From my perspective, Christina seemed to be someone who just kept on going.
And no matter what she was dealing with, what pain, what she couldn't move, I was a wreck. So I started to kind of recede back into the person that I was. I stopped talking to people. I refused to kind of stepped away from the activities of the church. And when you do that, life starts to sneak back in, and all of this world's lures that keep people out there and doing some of the funny things that they do start making decisions they're just not good decisions. And then Christina started to improve, so I started to come out of it. She every year got better. People started coming back in lives. And once again, I started listening to Pastor Dell's counsel. And Mary Ann, also, one thing that you folks don't know, and I'm sure you probably do. Mary Ann always had good timing. I'd be sitting in my little corner over there, minding my own business, because I didn't want to talk to any of you. That's who I was. And then Mary Ann would come over, and I would probably think, oh no. And she would always say the perfect thing to me. And I would reflect on it after church. So Pastor Dell and Mary Ann and this church has impacted every member in our family one way or another. And the list, I mean, I could sit up here, and Pastor Dell said to keep it to 10 minutes, and I said, we'll work it out. I'm okay with taking over. He may not be. But it's these kinds of things that what makes a church, is every member in this church is active in what's going on in everybody's lives. Some of us quietly sit back and may just send a note. During the course of the MS time, our family would receive letters, cards, uplifting messages from... many things. I was waiting for gold.
Keep waiting.
Hawaii trip. Hawaii trip. Didn't happen, but I'm still waiting. I think I'm going to have to cover that one. In all seriousness, this church became our family. Now, I still have trouble connecting with folks. So when people come up to me, I don't have that, oh no. More it's like, oh, okay, well, can I have fun? And usually Christina's tempering my responses, don't be a fool. But I enjoy it now. I enjoy talking with everybody. I love coming to church because Pastor Dell says things that before growing up in church, for me, I came to church out of a sense of duty. And I think I gave that to our family. Well, we're going to church. For no other good reason than we're just going to church. Well, here in this church, I've learned to become more spiritual. I've learned to recognize my sinful nature. I've learned to turn to the scripture. I've learned not to be so guilty about when I do make a mistake, when I do make decisions that are not consistent with a spiritual life. I've learned to accept it and ask forgiveness. And our whole entire family is not the family that we used to be when we first walked in here. Pastor Dell and Mary Ann and this church, and of course God and Jesus, are responsible for changing who we were. Because if we would have kept going on the track that we were, Christina and I probably would likely have been divorced. You know, Jonathan would have been in jail. Nathaniel would have been, who knows? No, it's, I mean, I'm messing around, but it would not have been where we are today. We're a better family for coming and reconnecting with God and Jesus and finding a family in this church. This church truly is what they say. They don't judge. Nobody here judges. Everybody here tries to be real who they are. And that's why I keep coming, because Pastor Dell teaches me something new. And he's not afraid to tell me, okay, Gil, you're messing up. There are very few people that do that. And Pastor Dell is one of those people that has no problems keeping me in line, along with Christina. But how am I doing? I can keep going.
Time's about up.
Or so he says. Hon, you got anything to add?
No, I think you said it all.
All right. Just checking.
Let's give him a nice hand of appreciation. God bless you, Gil.